A former Ukrainian security service officer. He says that while some men desperately try to escape a tragic end on the battlefield, others are making a killing, literally.
This is a deliberate policy of the state. You understand, there are people in power in Ukraine now who need a war. Without a war, no one needs them, and most likely, they will end their fate sadly. I mean Zelensky and his entourage. And in order to continue the war, they need soldiers. They're not doing very well at the front. No, the front is not collapsing entirely, but the situation, for example, is clearly not in favor of the Ukrainian armed forces. Zelensky needs to show at any cost that Ukraine can still do it, and this requires strength. I think Zelensky is planning for the summer of 2025 some form of another counteroffensive, and people are needed for this. And there is not a shortage, but there are certain problems with that. And therefore, there may be problems with extending the military service postponement, problems with the operation of this Reserve Plus program. Perhaps this is a deliberate action on the part of the Ukrainian leadership. They need people. They need to replenish their losses as much as possible, to create new divisions. In the end, a lot of infantry that can be thrown into the troops. We see that no one wants to join the army, and any attempts to mobilize are being resisted as much as possible. And people are fleeing Ukraine by any means, trying to cross the border legally, illegally. Currently, the richest people in Ukraine are border servicemen who serve in Western Ukraine and former smugglers. Again, Western Ukrainians, who used to smuggle cigarettes, alcohol, military products, are now transferring people across the border. According to my data, prices have increased. If, say, a year ago, a year and a half ago, one person was transferred for about $10,000, now it's $20,000, or even more for one person. Imagine if a group of five people are transferred, it's $100,000, a very serious increase in the salary of the same border servicemen. This shows that people are aware that the Eastern Front is death.